This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh.
Bill Schmidt, Tim Allen in with the Wendy's Big Show, Ryan Horvath as well. Ryan, sorry, I didn't mean to make fun of you. I didn't mean to make you mad.
What do you mean?
Are you okay?
Yeah, Michigan State plays Maryland. I couldn't remember. My computer froze up there for a second.
Oh, here
second.
We go.
Yep.
Technology. It's a great thing, isn't it?
Putting up like 40 sites or stories up on the website. You know how it goes when you're a hardworking man here.
Ryan Horvath on the other side of the glass. Gotta love that dude.
Ain't nobody else like him.
No, that's for sure. Yep. He's one of a kind. That's all you can say. He is one of a kind, and we are so lucky to have him. Lucky to have you as well. Glad you're taking us on your ride home. 4 o'clock. People getting out of work on a Martin Luther King Day. A 1 o'clock Milwaukee Bucks tip off. They won 116-106 winners.
Another win.
34-12.
Wow.
21-4 at home.
Are they getting their love? Their due love?
Not as nationally as you might expect. I've heard a couple of different guys tied at the top of the East as well. I've heard a lot of different guys say that they still believe Toronto, Boston, and Philly are going to be the three teams deciding it towards the end.
I do like Toronto. I mean, I think they're tough.
And I'm on the other side. I don't like Toronto as much as a lot of people do.
I don't know, man. It just seems to me, you watch, you know, we're all the same, right? We all come from the same kind of ballpark of flipping around with a remote in our hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have our favorites, and we go to this sports, and we go to this sports, and we check. It's just a rundown that you go through. You just don't see a lot of Bucks stuff on the national scale. I mean, you see Giannis, you see that mention, but you don't see the Bucks as a whole. That's a team. That's a team. For the first time in a long time, this Bucks squad is a team. Do we attribute it to the new head coach? Do we attribute it to the, I don't know, the players, the chemistry, and they cracked the code and finally got a group that has good chemistry? I don't know, but that is a more of a team than it has been in a long time. But you know, Giannis gets his love, but outside of that, maybe it's the underdog mentality of being in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Do we chalk it up to that?
That's part of it. I also think there's a difference with how Giannis gets his love. He's starting to now get referred to as Giannis instead of the Greek Freak. I think a lot of it, when he was the potential, it was, oh, it's the Greek Freak out there, because nobody really thought that I had to know the guy's name.
Sort of a fad or a novelty.
Could be a flash in the pan or something like that. He's out there in Milwaukee. We don't necessarily have to worry about it. With the group that he has around him now, it is Giannis's team and everybody else. But there are a lot of guys, like you said, Eric Bledsoe, Chris Middleton, Brogdon, have stepped up their game, and maybe they are elevated because of Giannis's greatness that he is now starting to exude. But you're right, there's more of a team atmosphere to this Bucks team because they are able to move the ball so well and the way that they play.
And the I guess identity of solving some issues that had been in their past. You know, hitting the threes, defending the threes. I think part of that is being solved right now. I mean, they're going to throw their threes. No doubt. They're chucking. Right?
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
And
absolutely.
Are they defending as well as they should? Maybe that's a little improvement that needs to happen. But they are a force. They are. And a deep run is probably something that we should expect. Should we not? With a 34-12 mark now, I mean, we're starting to bite into the second half of the season.
All the advanced statistics on the defensive side do have the Bucks is one of the top five defensive teams that you can kind of move around and put different pieces together. If it's points per game, they might be seventh. But averaging around, they're averaging to be one of the top defensive teams in basketball. But they are able to beat you in so many different ways. Like you said, the three-point shot, is largely contributed, the addition of it, is to Brook Lopez and what he does for you at the center spot.
Where did that come from?
But then tonight, dude's got five blocks. There's a difference every single night.
He had six in the first quarter the other day.
Where the Bucks are able to beat teams in a multitude of ways, which becomes so, so crucial at the playoff time.
Yeah, it's and then to your point on Giannis, yeah, it still is his team. There's no question. However, and this is the one little thing. You clear me up on this. You and Horvat, you guys do the Pro Hoop show. Should he not have more triple-doubles? And I know we're splitting hairs here, but I read no fewer than 8 sports pages across America every day.
Sick brag, bro.
I'm just saying.
Just kidding with you. You're all good.
Okay. And I just see all these triple-double again, friend. Name a player. And you just don't hear that. How many triple-doubles does Giannis have?
Giannis has 3 triple-doubles that I can remember off the top of my head. Let me look through here again, make sure I'm right. I'm counting 5 triple-doubles this season.
5.
And the last one coming, it was in December 29th against Brooklyn. No, last one was against Miami. That was the short one. It was the 12, 10, and 10.
Yep. And he didn't play a ton.
I mean, he only played 20-some minutes.
Yeah, didn't need to.
Even today, he plays 36 minutes. He goes 31, 15, and 5. But to your point, Luka Doncic becomes the only second teenager to get a triple-double. The ability for guys that are so ball dominant is, I guess, one of the best ways that you could put it. Like, in terms of a James Harden or a Russell Westbrook, I think why the triple-doubles become so prevalent in their game, and Harden's had, 6 in the last 4.5 weeks. I mean, he's been unreal since Christmas. Having the ball in your hands at all points also changes the effect of the ability for you to gather assists and spread around. But the freak show that he is, you would maybe expect for a couple more. But he hasn't been as ball dominant, I don't think, this year starting the offense as he was under Kidd.
No, because it's more of a team, as mm-hmm. as we said. But still, though, I mean, he's that good that just, and again, I just an observation that I think he should have more triple doubles. Outside of that, I think a deep run is assumed by me. It's expected by this fan base, I mm-hmm. think. I think for the first time, legitimately, in a long time. This isn't a hope, and that's my favorite team, and, they're going to win the championship or anything like that. It's absolutely expected that they will have a deep run and maybe win a playoff series or two, or maybe represent the East.
I will be placing money on them to represent the East in the finals this year. I did that last year. I'm not going to get nearly the kind of number that I did last year. I got them at 15-1 last year. Last I checked, I believe they're closer to about 6-1, 5-1 in that range. In that sense, they are getting the love nationally. But 26 points a game, about 12.5 boards and 6 assists for Giannis. There is an element to his game, I guess, that you could think could get better in averaging all around triple doubles. But I mean, the dude is just electric in the sense
Agreed.
Of he changes the game every single time he gets out. He's the best player on the floor anytime he plays, outside of maybe against Anthony Davis or LeBron James.
Yeah, most times he's the best player on the floor, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that come to fruition this year? A first-year head coach? Does that come to fruition next year once they, get a little, experience together?
Yeah.
This is probably the best shot that they've had in a long time. I mean, a long time. I like the trend that's happening with regards to the state of Wisconsin in terms of changes being made in Green Bay, and that's a little bit different. But, the success the Badgers had last year, the success the Brewers have been having, that sometimes is contagious. And maybe Milwaukee is being put on the map, and Giannis is probably going to be a huge part of that. Deep run expected. NBA championship. This is what it comes down to, and you and I agree on this. That's where the measurement scale is. That has to be your goal. How do they stack up against the Warriors?
I think they match up very, very well against the Warriors. I think they match up very well in the standpoint of they're able to defend across the perimeter as well as just about any team in basketball. That's where you have to beat the Warriors. You have to be able to beat them on the outside.
Could it be Warriors and Bucks? Would the NBA like that? Would the NBA fan base like that? Probably not.
No, I think they would.
Well, maybe for Giannis' sake, yeah, they'd probably get a better look at Giannis.
I think it would be very, very beneficial for the league if Giannis was in the finals because of the global ability that he has marketing wise. The Bucks are I don't know if this is a hot take or if this is just weird thinking in the standpoint of I don't know if Milwaukee is what is the biggest draw here. And I don't know if Milwaukee is going to be the talk of it, but Giannis around the NBA is changing the stigma of Milwaukee.
Well, at least of the Bucks.
You know the Bucks more than Milwaukee, and I think the NBA would be happy that the Bucks are in, and Milwaukee will kind of be put up with.
I don't know.
Does that sound right?
Well,
with it being Milwaukee. As long as we get that dude, right? Like I'll invite the crew of people, the five girls that hang out with each other, or five guys. I'm not trying to be weirder.
Either way.
I'll invite that friend group. If I know I really, really like one dude that always hangs out in that friend group, if I'm having a party, I'll invite that group primarily because you know you get Steve if you bring the other dudes.
But the mystique of...
And Steve's a good time, and we want Steve at the party.
Yeah, Steve's a nice little fella. But the mystique of Boston and the Boston Celtics, I think the NBA collective fan base would rather see that, despite Giannis.
Well, you're going to get Boston-LA again in the Super Bowl. You got them in the World Series. It could just be a clean sweep. You could get... You could get the LA Lakers and... Boston Celtics in the NBA Finals. No, not everybody buying that LA Lakers team. Nobody's buying LeBron and the Young Boys.
I do think
they
makes
almost
a push.
Beat Houston the other night.
No, he makes a push once you get him back on the floor and
I
healthy.
Live bet the heck out of that thing when everybody was dogging Houston. That possession just before Eric Gordon hits the game tire right before regulation. Yep. Got that money line, plus 165. More gambling talk coming up on the show as well, if you are wondering. But after the break, Tim, you mentioned the national view of the Bucks and if they're getting the respect nationally that they might deserve.
I don't think they are.
I'm more concerned if they're getting the state's love that they deserve. Are the people around Wisconsin, we understand the Milwaukee side, we're in the southeast region of the state, but the full state, are they getting the love around the state that they deserve for being the best team in the East, having, like you said, the best chance in 2-3 decades to go to a finals?
Well, isn't there a time now to devote a little bit of attention to the Bucks now?
Well, I don't know. We got like 26 days until pitchers and catchers report.
Well, that's the window we're looking at. The Packers' dust has settled a little bit, so that kind of goes into hibernation somewhat. Then you have the Super Bowl is set, so there's no football. Oh, there's the Pro Bowl, that All-Star game next week. But doesn't it now focus a little bit to basketball to where maybe the collective fan base here in this state can get caught up?
Sure. So what you could say is this is the most pivotal time for the Milwaukee Bucks to grab that time.
Probably.
So Wendy's Big Show, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. You can drop us a line at 414-799-1250. Get in touch with the conversation there. Also live at 105.7FMTheFan.com. That's the Wendy's fresh, never frozen inbox. And at 105.7FMTheFan on Twitter. At us. We like it when you add us. Don't subtweet us. Just let us know. It's Tim and Tausch on The Fan. Baby Tausch, Tim Allen on the Wendy's Big Show. They call that Tim and Tausch. Wendy's Big Show, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM and the radio.com app.
Summertime.
105.7 FM, TheFan.com as well.
On a cold day in Wisconsin, January, trapped in a wintry nightmare.
It was brutal this morning. I was in a hot tub earlier this weekend and had a duffel bag with my clothes in it, the shorts that I had on in the hot tub, and they were in my car yesterday, and it was just a big ball of ice when I grabbed it out of the car this morning. It was freezing.
Speaking of which, we live our lives on the air, and nothing is off limits. Why did it smell so bad in this room when I got in here today at 2?
That I don't know. He's a very, very investigative reporter, but I don't think Matt Velasquez knows the answer to that question. Matt Velasquez joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Matt, appreciate it, man, as always. First off, thanks for working on a holiday.
Oh, yeah, you too. Right back at you.
116-106, Bucks beat the Mavs today, and 31 from Giannis. We were talking about it a little bit before we brought you on. Caller mentioned that he is by far the MVP, and it's really hard to discredit what I've been seeing James Harden do the last few games, but Giannis is firmly in that conversation in Milwaukee. What do you hear when you're on the road from other reporters and guys covering the team of just the level of excitement that Giannis is garnering?
I mean, in terms of the MVP race, I think it's something where he's definitely – and I don't think he's by far the MVP in terms of just what the voting body would put it at. But I think that, you know, he should be, or is at least among the favorites, you know, with him and Harden. And obviously you can't discount what Kawhi is doing. And you can never count out, you know, Anthony Davis and LeBron eventually when he gets healthy and things like that. But just he's been the real deal. I mean, all season he's been flourishing in Mike Budenholzer's system, and he's been scoring, you know, at a high rate inside, even though everybody knows this is exactly where he wants to go and wants to be. He has all the pieces around him. He's open to moving the ball and hitting guys who are open, and just really is playing a great brand of basketball.
Matt, Tim here, 35-odd games left, and defense much improved. Obviously, they shoot the three. They like that. As you said, the ball movement is pretty good. What do the Bucks need to improve on here with the second half of the season to assure them that it's justified that they could come out of the East?
You know, I just think getting a little bit more consistent. I mean, they've been pretty darn consistent. I think they've won 16 out of the last 19 and 5 in a row. But you know, you see little dips like today in the second quarter where their defense wasn't where it needed to be, and Dallas eventually like took the lead into halftime. Just kind of making sure that they're playing at the level that they want and that they're accustomed to throughout the game, and you don't have those kind of those lulls or those pockets where you kind of just aren't putting things together the right way. You know, credit to the Mavericks for the way they bounced back. They settled a lot for floaters and not great looks in the first quarter, and they adjusted to that and started to get the ball in Doncic's hands and let him move it around and find open guys, and they did a good job there. But you know, the Bucks have had these lulls. They had one, you know, a little bit against the Magic, and things got close towards the end. They fell behind in the third quarter against the Grizzlies before bouncing back and, you know, responding with a 19-0 run. But, you know, kind of just finding ways to, like they did earlier in the season, to get big leads and just keep growing them.
Matt, you got to see Luka for the first time today. Obviously, a heck of a day to see it. He becomes the second teenager ever in the NBA to record a triple-double. What'd you think of seeing him live?
Yeah, no, he was really good. I mean, his shooting was off to a slow start. I think he was 1 of 6 in the first quarter. Couldn't get his floater down. You know, wasn't getting as much room as he might normally get on his step backs. But then over the course of the game, I think he settled in. He got his teammates involved. He scored 8 of his 18 in the fourth quarter and helped them to make it a game again. I think he was impressive. And I don't know, there must be something about me because I've seen both times teenagers had a triple-double. Luka today and Markelle Fultz at the end of last season against the Bucks. And if you want to look at the young guys, Lonzo Ball had one when he was 20 years old in 15 days, which at the time made him the youngest guy to have a triple-double. So, you know, the Bucks are into giving up triple-doubles to young guys, apparently.
And it leads right into Tim's question about Giannis that we had earlier on in the show about the triple-doubles that he averages and how maybe he could have a few more triple-doubles, I guess, but it's hard to argue with a consistent stat line of 26.5 and 12.5. For the Bucks continuing to move forward, obviously you take what you do into a game where you beat a team that's 20-26, but 21-4 at Fiserv Forum, Matt, just how important is it for a young team like this, do you believe, to have home court advantage as they do sit tied for the top spot in the East?
I mean, we saw them last year in a series with the Boston Celtics, where neither team won on the opposing team's home floor. You know, and that was a 2-7 matchup with the Celtics, as injury depleted as they were, you know, considered to be the favorite. And so, you know, the Bucks pushed into seven because they held serve at the Bradley Center. And so to be able to, you know, have, you know, two rounds worth of games where you're going to have home court advantage is huge. You know, they've played so well here. It's definitely a, you know, an advantage to be here, that the crowd gets really loud, everybody's comfortable. It's all of the noise kind of just filters down to the court. Reserve guys, bench guys usually play better at home. They're more comfortable. So to be able to have that, you know, for as many rounds as possible is something that is absolutely huge.
So then, you know, how good are they then in the East? Philly, Boston, Toronto, Milwaukee. Who then, in your mind, you know, might represent? I mean, because isn't that what this is all about, is getting to the NBA Finals and winning it?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is all about. I think that, you know, the Bucks have put themselves in a great position as of right now. I think Toronto is the biggest, you know, obstacle in the way at this present moment, just because they also have a superstar. They have, you know, high-level talent around him. They have, you know, a very deep bench. They have a guy, you know, in Pascal Siakam, who is long and can make things difficult on Giannis, even though Giannis would hear none of that. And then, you know, then of course there's Boston that has plenty of talent, and they get deep, and, you know, they definitely could be considered one of the most talented teams in the East if they can get their act together. You know, and then you can't really look past Philly or Indiana. So, you know, they're going to make a run to the Eastern Conference Finals, NBA Finals. The road's not going to be easy.
Matt, final thing for you. When I look at Sterling Brown and what he's done the last few weeks, continuing to get consistent minutes and playing really, really well whenever he does, how well do you believe, and this is a really loaded question, I know, but what does Sterling Brown need to show this team going into the offseason, possibly, that he could fill in the shoes of Chris Middleton, assuming that he does opt out of that player option?
I don't think that he can. Nothing against Sterling, but he's not as big as Chris. He's very aggressive defensively, but he's not as versatile. He can play make a little bit, but he doesn't have the same thing. And like, I don't think they really would be considered to play the same position. I think Sterling's more of a two, maybe three, and Chris is more of a three, maybe four, depending on the lineup. I just don't think that he. I mean, even if Chris opts out, it doesn't mean that he's not coming back. I think John Horst has said multiple times on record to me and other people that they want to try and get the band back together if they can, especially if the team succeeds at a high level. So I'm not sure anyone's pushing Chris Middleton out the door.
Appreciate the time as always, Matt. We'll talk to you after each and every game on the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show.
All right, great. Thanks for having me, guys.
There's Matt Velasquez of JS Online, Matt Velasquez on Twitter. And he comes on every post game show and talks Bucks with us and gives you a real spot there like that.
He
talks to John Horst like, you know, of the Brewers, and sometimes we get to say these guys have access that you couldn't even dream of.
So this year's NBA playoffs for the Bucks is, I think I'm already nervous just based on what he said. Yeah, regardless of who they face. I mean, you would assume they'd get a round one victory, right?
Need to at this point, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, they better.
Possibly the first seed, you got to win the first series.
But then he was saying Toronto, and then if Boston gets their stuff together. So it's they're to be in the mix, to say that they could come out of the East amongst those, you know, three or four teams, that's cool.
And there's a team in there that I still do not think is out of this thing, and that's the Indiana Pacers. They don't get nearly the kind of run that I think they legitimately have of an opportunity to at least upset one of these teams. Play hard defense. Nate McMillan, back when he was playing with the Supersonics, I mean, he was a defensive-minded dude, and they locked down better than anybody. They locked down Giannis when they went down to Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Sorry.
When do the playoffs start in basketball? Around September? No, I'm kidding. Basketball is such a long season,
right?
Around
Memorial Day.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
Middle of April.
April?
Yes.
And the season ends like what?
Second week in June.
Wow, that's crazy. All right, so we're going to be going Brewer crazy and Bucks crazy at the same time?
Just about.
Sounds good.
I got some details on a trade that is going to make Tim Allen smile from ear to ear.
A trade that's locked in?
A trade that is locked in.
For the Brewers?
You'll find out next. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Nearing 5 o'clock, Wendy's Big Show here on the Fan. 5 o'clock means Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane, which is going to be wide open on the freeway.
I normally don't get to participate in that.
Oh, yeah. No, you usually just get to come on in and check out the rundown.
Neither do the listeners.
Did you do your Big Show rundown review of the day?
I tried to keep the faith.
All right, come on, check it out.
With our good friends on the Wendy's Big Show. Now, you know, I feel like I'm a little tighter with the Big Show today, or as of, last Monday when the announcement was made that you're a part of the Wendy's Big Show?
Yes.
So I feel that our relationship has solidified.
Since we got
the
Cub fan out of here?
Yeah. Yeah. And that was a big move to get the Cub fan out. That was on my agenda. But, you know, I figured I'd have to come to the table with Big Show type stuff. And so I thought if you were to create a team, 414-799-1250, if you were to create a team in the NBA, who would be your first pick all time? That fits in with the Wendy's Big Show, right?
It's a good Big Show topic, yep.
Okay. I actually really like that topic.
we might do that tomorrow.
Is the NFL gaining traction, or is the NBA the new number one sport in America?
Okay, not as good of a topic, but okay.
Okay, well, because I've heard that the NBA is coming, the NBA, and then I watch NFL yesterday, and it's like, yeah, NBA, right? You're nothing. I mean, after yesterday's NFL, but I know the NBA is gaining steam.
Big time.
So that's another one. That's the left lane.
Okay.
And what is it? The center lane?
This is the Tim Allen highway of pick a lane.
That's right. And the return lane is 414-799-1250. Are you going to watch Bucks basketball at the Fiserv Forum? That's all I got.
It's not nearly as enough LeBron, I can tell you that much.
Oh, right.
He is injured, so it's understandable. We haven't talked much of LeBron since I joined. We did fit him in, though, last week. We were discussing James Harden and, if he's at that point yet. Maybe that's where Giannis kind of has to get to. Like, I watch Harden, and you expect to see something stupid great. Like, you expect him to hit a jumper that, you know, maybe he travels twice and doesn't get called. Maybe it's three straight threes and makes a 9-0 run quickly, and they're right back in the game, or separates the game. I was watching the other night when we were up hanging out with some buddies, and we watched the Lakers-Rockets game, and I joked around before. I live bet right away because they were down three with the ball with 5.5 seconds left. That's Harden time. Like, you know he's going to have the ball, and he ends up deferring. They use him as a decoy, open up Eric Gordon for a three. He hits a great shot. They end up winning in overtime. Like, you expect to see something that you aren't going to be able to watch on a regular game. Mm-hmm. When I watch James Harden, I don't know if Giannis is to that point yet, but the superstar dunks are definitely adding to that.
Well, and that's why I flipped through all the newspapers that I read, the sports pages that I read, whether it's online or version of these pages, and I'm always seeing the headline, and I'll scroll right through them if it's something that just kind of get caught up. Anthony Davis did this, and then it's James Harden did this, or Russell Westbrook did this. And once in a while, you see the Giannis, you do.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely do. But a lot of times, it's Middleton, Brogdon, Bucks beat Celtic. You know what I mean? I want to see Giannis as that guy. And he is that guy, right, for the Bucks.
No doubt.
But do I see him as much as I see those other names in the headlines? I don't think so.
Rams on the north side. What's up, Ram?
Hey, what's going on? Oh, congratulations on you being promoted.
Appreciate it, dude.
And we bumped Romney out.
Yep, killed him.
With Tim.
Yes, we did.
And I like Tim. Tim, we talked a long time ago, he was a guy who was really on the Brewers bandwagon that year. We almost made the playoffs. And then look what happened, Tim. You brought him all the way to the National League Championship Series.
Ram, don't give him too much credit. He did come up short again. He's now 0-13 for championship season declarations.
Yeah, but he always was up all the time. I don't care if the Brewers lost by one run or they get blown out. He was right there. I'll call in and he got me even listening to the Brewers even more, and that sort of thing. But my question is, back to the Bucks, until they make a dent in the playoffs, we're just not going to get that, you know, that press hitting yet. You know, they gotta get out this first round. You know, I was at the Toronto game, and Kawhi Leonard, he did everything. I mean, and also, I remember in that third quarter where the Bucks were up, and then they took the lead, never took it back. Our team got to get to that level.
No, but Giannis has taken over games too, just the same.
Yeah, but I've seen some games where he just fades away, and I just think he needs more help. It just can't be him. One person can't be five. And then he gets tired. Then it's like, okay, who's gonna step up? Then the other thing I'm gonna say this about the NFL versus NBA. I think the NFL needs to do a better job of marketing its players, and the player they should be marketing is that Patrick Mahomes. That kid, I want to say this, Tim, he's like Stephen Curry on the football field. Let him get one more guy on defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just on the other side of the ball. Other than that, the way he played with ice water, like he wasn't phased about.
Yep.
I'll say this real quick. Whoever got the ball yesterday was going to win the game in overtime. Simply put.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate it comes down to a coin flip at that time, and there's been a lot discussed. Ram, hey, man, we'll talk again. I know we will.
All right, baby.
The coin flip in overtime, there's, you know, last night, this morning, and you're hearing it discussed about the sudden death and the rules in overtime in the playoffs. That's just the way it is, and I don't know if – I will say this. This whole nonsense that Belichick started many, many years ago about deferring, and he started that, Billy, a decade ago, roughly.
Good. Somebody needed to.
No. And you see that it backfired on the Chiefs, and Belichick's got to be smiling. I don't understand. You know, the overtime thing is one thing, but to win the coin toss and to give up a turnover – is just something that I've never subscribed to. It's almost as if you have a crystal ball and you already know what's going to happen in the first half, so it's already a benefit for you to accept the second half kickoff. I don't know if you can do that. What you do know is you got a fumble, you got a football flopping around on the carpet, you win the coin toss, and you're electing not to flop on it, not to have a possibility of going up 7-0. Belichick did that. I think that was a huge part of that game yesterday. It was a 7-0 lead for New England.
I'll give you the reason why I think you're dead wrong after the break and when we start up Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane, and we are going to have some fun discussing that because there are a lot of people that do not like the deferment, just like you said. And I
thought everybody liked it.
No,
I thought I was the minority.
No, there's still a lot of football fans that are on your side. How
dumb.
Are you not taking the football right away?
Dumb.
Yep. Yeah, for sure there is. But I think you're dumb for thinking that you should do that and take the ball right away when I don't even know what you're doing to start out the game. We'll talk about that next. Great Lakes Dragway comes up at the top of the hour, which we are at. That means that we have a sports flash. And your chance to win $1,000 coming up at Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.